The makeshift warming center in downtown Barrie was dismantled mid-morning Sunday following a visit from city police. The tarps were taken down at the gazebo at Sam Conchilla Park, on Dunlop Street East, just past Mulcaster Street, after city police received a complaint. It was a complaint that was called in to Barrie police. We did have officers attend, they spoke with the organizer and, as a result, they, organizers, took down the enclosure, said Barrie Police Communications Coordinator Peter Leon, who did not provide information on the nature of the complaint or who made it. Heather Kennedy, who owns a small business on Dunlop East, helped take the warming center down. We've been helping, warming center organizer, Pastor Andy, Stokes. The last couple of days, had a small group of women who are business owners just lending a hand and we have now helped him dismantle this location, which happened without incident, she said. Cown. Natalie Harris has been pushing for an indoor warming center and was there when the makeshift structure came down. To be honest, I'm not surprised. I know that it had been up. I think it's been 10 days now, she said. The days have just gone by and there haven't been any complaints until today. The police are doing their job. This isn't permitted because it's public space. So we're just taking it down and that's where we're at, Harris added. I'm really sad, though, because it's cold. It's really cold. Kennedy said many people helped the warming center function while it was up. Basically, we were here accepting donations after the community rallied to help the people who were living out on the street, she said. We received an overwhelming amount to the point where they had to find a satellite location to store the donations because there were so many of them. Harris said an indoor warming center is still being sought, and she plans to introduce a motion at Monday night's general committee meeting asking that the city and the county of Simcoe share the $28,000 cost of staffing a warming center, when one is found.